Okay.
But real fast.
Okay.
The clover's heavy, it's heavy to work with, and it takes a while to dry it out. Grass dries out a lot quicker to bait it.
Have you ever heard of an aftermath or ladder mast or rowan?
Well, they have different things. They sow rye and alfalfa and soybeans, and I don't know what all they sow for hay.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes they show used to, and the pasture have a lot of cattle. The pasture sometimes they wouldn't have enough hay to cut corn, but they'd sow cane, sugar cane.
Yeah.
So meal it. I think my husband mixed it and saw it, cane, meal it, and then mow it. But it took a while for it to cure out.
Yeah.
He usually stacked it out. Because it's a bulk, it soon filled up the barn.
Yeah.
And you just stack the heavy hay on the outside.
Tell me about some wheat.
Well, you sow it in the fall of the year, and it goes through the winter if it don't freeze out. And sometimes it'll freeze out, and you don't have a good crop.
Yeah. When you...
And then I sowed oats and rye, and my husband did. My husband sowed rye. Turn it down.
Yeah. When you bundles of wheat are piled up into a bundles of sheaves.
Yeah, they're tied up in bundles, and then they shock it and let it get dry, and then the thresher comes and threshes it.
Okay.
But they used to, back when I was growing up, they'd have to flate it out with a flail.
Yeah.
They didn't have all that.
But what do you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, you have a blower to blow the thrash out of it.
What about thrashing?
Well, it thrashes about the same as a wheat.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a grain too.
So you said
rolled oats, you know, is made out of oats.
Yeah.
I eat them quite a bit.
Okay.
I use the 3-minute oats, but they sent me the royal, I believe it's royal or something. No, what was it? Maybe I need it. I don't think it's good as what the other stuff.
Yeah. Okay. You're talking about a job that you and somebody else were going to do. You might say, this job is for...
Partnership job.
Okay. Would you say this job is for both of us or all two of us?
Well, if you hard for you to work together, it'd be both of you.
Okay.
Or if you just hard yourself, it'd just be one.
Yeah. Okay. And comparing how tall you are, you say, I'm not as tall as...
No, and you would say, well, I'm not as tall as some of the neighbors.
Yeah, would you say as some of the are you talking about...
Now, that when they're playing ball, you know, they have some a certain... my son, he's 6'2", he's real tall.
Okay.
But my other son's not tall.
Well, then you say, talking about me, you say, I'd say, I'm not as tall as your son. I'd say, I'm not as tall as...
Well, you might say you weren't as tall as a neighbor boy or something like that.
Yeah. We say, I'm not as tall as him, or I'm not as tall as he is, or...
It'd be two or three questions that answer that.
Which would you say, Father?
Well, I think the right name is it wouldn't be as tall. And calls it height and tall and whatever, inches and so many inches and everything.
Okay.
I'd say inches, I'd just say 6 foot, whatever it was.